This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Okay, well, let's not jump the gun, folks. We have Alejandro Rojas. We have Gene Steinberg and Chris O'Brien. We're doing, I guess it's partly a recap of 2017 and the issues, but we have the Fantasyland secret space program where we're working with ET and we're using time machines and all this other stuff and remote viewing and all that. And we have the real one that we should really talk about, Alejandro.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what we don't have a lot of insight into. Like, we talked about that Air Force shuttle that we've got pictures of. You can go look at it, Air Force Space Command shuttle. But we don't know what that thing is up to. I think that would be really interesting. And also the real projects behind what's going on with the space program. For instance, here's a story. I'm going to give you guys what I think is a scoop, and I'm going to write a Huffington Post article on this. We were discussing this at Space Camp. I was at Space Camp last week in Alabama. I was invited by National Geographic Channel. It was helped to give us some information about these two programs, Season 2 of Mars, and then a new program called One Strange Rock that's coming out. Why did the president sign something that said, we're going to go back to the moon yesterday? A lot of people have been speculating, but here's what it is. It's because China and Russia have said they're going to create these programs to go to the moon, and that's their focus. The issue with that is think of our position then. Can we allow China and Russia to get there first? Right now, the laws around governing that property, who owns that property, the moon, are very lax. Who's going to have the most influence on who owns that property? The first people there. We cannot allow China and Russia to get there before us. We've got to be in that game, and that's what that was about yesterday. So when we were in Alabama at Space Camp, it just so happened that they had a special event at Marshall Space Center that we were able to be a part of, and a press conference with Harrison Schmitt. The special event was for the 45th anniversary of Apollo 17. Harrison Schmitt was one of the astronauts on that ship. But during the press conference, I asked him, do you think that, you know, China and Russia going to space is going to reignite a new space race to get to the moon? He said it already has. That press conference was just a couple days before Trump signed this thing yesterday, and Harrison Schmitt was right there with him. You can see him right in the front on the picture. He was closest right there on the desk.
Wait a minute. Who's going to pay for it? Gates, Bezos, Musk, and the Google guys, and these eight people that have as much money as half the world? I mean, who's going to pay for it?
Well, that's another great question. But when it comes to NASA, it's governed by politics. And politics, you know, is governed by whatever's going on at the time as far as, for instance,
we don't even have a NASA director.
But when it comes to the space program, it began with that space race against Russia. It was a Cold War thing. Once that was over, then we moved to the space shuttle. But the space shuttle was all largely funded by taking payloads, defense payloads, into space. Who's going to fund it? Defense. And that's where it comes back to the whole space program, is there is and there has been talk with Space Command and Air Force and Navy about this whole moving the campaign into the next frontier. Space wars. We need to weaponize space. We have to figure out how to do that first. And that's where that funding is going to come from. If there's a political will and there is motivation for these purposes, then it'll happen. And the political will is going to come when we've got to beat Russia and China so they can't own the moon, especially when defense is talking about the moon is a good platform for weaponizing space. That's where the funding is going to come from. That's where the whole push is coming from to Mars. And you know who's going to be in the middle of it? There's only one guy that has a habitat that he's working on and has been working on the last few years to put on the moon. And he's
Robert Bigelow.
Exactly. And you know what? He's been getting closer and closer with NASA. He's been very secret about all of this. He wasn't happy when the 60 Minutes program came out a few months ago that had all of him talking about UFOs and stuff, because they had filmed that a year prior. And his whole thing was, you know, now he's even more tight-lipped and careful because he's so tight with NASA on this project right now. At Huntsville, at Space Camp in the museum, the U.S. Space and Rocket Museum there, Bigelow had a very large presence. They had these large examples of his habitats. They had a large example of his moon base. He's the only guy that if they said, we need to go to the moon now, he is the guy ahead of the game. And it's part of the problem with this whole idea of going to Mars. Bezos, Musk, they're going to go to Mars. The NASA plans to go to Mars are not complete. They don't have everything figured out. It's not like, you know, they're running as hard as these other guys are towards it. And what they hope to do in 2035 is to have a person orbit Mars. Elon Musk hopes in the next few years to have people on Mars, even though he hasn't built any habitats. He doesn't have a plan for actually having people stay there, but that's what he says he's gonna do. But Bigelow's ahead of the game on this. I think his habitat's gonna be a really big deal in this whole moon mission and refocus on the moon that's coming up. And we'll see this be a bigger deal, especially because as China and Russia seem to be more and more serious, that they really will be landing on Mars, and why not? It's there for the taking.
You know, it's interesting here. If private industry got involved in the space program before the politics took over and after the moon missions declined, maybe we would have been where 2001 A Space Odyssey showed us being.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's the whole point, is the motivations to get us there. We had the technology. Von Braun, that's what he wanted to do. He wanted to go to Mars, even. He wanted to have habitats on Mars and the moon. They developed the technology to do it many, many years ago. But once we beat the Russians to the moon, you just didn't have that political will. There wasn't that real need beyond exploration, and they couldn't justify even the technologies, of course, that NASA comes up with often do help many different industries, but it just did not justify the expenditures. So you need a major motivator. We have one now, again. Yeah, it ought to be interesting. I think space right now is really interesting, but the point is that defense wants to weaponize space. But what's the secret part of it? How they're going to do that, what they're going to do that with beyond satellites. Is it laser satellites and wars taking out other satellites? Possibly. Maybe that's the secret war that's going on up there. We don't know. And I think that's what's really interesting. But when people are distracted by, you know, Obama on Mars, you know, riding dinosaurs or whatever, then unfortunately all of this effort from people who are interested is deflected and looking elsewhere or just embarrassed by the whole idea.
They're just looking for the Martian Manhunter, that's all.
Yeah.
Well, let's kind of drill down on this a little bit. If you're saying that, you know, I don't want to go through a whole litany of names, but I will, the Corey Goods, the William Tompkins, the Andrew Bisagios, the Laura Eisenhowers, blah, 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 going down the list. Basically, what I'm hearing from you, Alejandro, is that they're a distraction. Now, well, or they're sort of running interference, maybe, or they're subterfuge, or they're disinformation, sleight of hand, let's keep people looking this direction while the real thing's really happening, that sort of thing. If that's the case, now, how do we drill down on who has been tasked with doing this, and then how do we differentiate between the agenda, which could be for very specific counterintelligence purposes, and the people that are just glomming onto it and trying to make a buck? I mean, I have my own opinions on that. What are yours?
I think that's a great question. Richard Doty started it. That's what he said he did it for, was to distract people from real projects. He said he was told to release these stories about, you know, aliens and the Air Force knowing everything and having all of this technology.
We'll have more about Richard Doty. with Gene and Chris and Alejandro. You're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, we've made such a deal with HelloFresh, and it means that everyone listening to this show can receive $30 off your first week of deliveries when you go to HelloFresh.com and use the offer code PARACAST30. You know, with HelloFresh, you can choose the delivery day that works best for you. They've got a wide variety of chef-curated recipes that change weekly. And can you imagine me cooking Japanese panko chicken? It makes me feel like I'm a chef. It means also that you could actually get your meal cooked in 30 minutes. For busy people, this is perfect. The simple recipes include step-by-step instructions so even I can figure it out. Go to HelloFresh.com, use the offer code PARACAST30 to get $30 off your first week of deliveries. HelloFresh.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Now, before we go on here, guys, I want to mention here that I have had some correspondence lately with Richard Doty, in connection with possibly getting him to come on the Paracast in the very near future. Of course, he's kind of, I don't know, gun-shy about that. You figure, here's a former officer, a guy who was involved in disinformation. he'd sure have the courage to answer questions, hard questions, don't you think, Alejandro?
No. I'm not completely convinced he did this at the behest of the government. I don't know that for sure. I think there's
he was an individual whack job.
Or if he wasn't, then he is now. And so now a lot of these ideas or stories he's come up with are all his own. And he's never been good at sticking to his own story. And,
well, that's an understatement. But we I think we all three can agree that he was instrumental and was one of the primary people behind the establishment of the Dulce base myth.
Exactly.
And the Paul Benowitz case, which there's no question, at least in my mind, and in the mind of people like Ron Regehr, who knew Benowitz before all this stuff went down,
mm-hmm.
I should add, and also Greg
Harrison Schmidt.
Harrison Schmidt. There's a litany of individuals who watched the decline and fall of a very, very brilliant man, a scientist. And Doty was, right there with the Office of Air Force Intelligence, AFOSI, if you will. And he was right there, and he was involved in creating and promoting the myth of an alien base underneath Archuleta Mesa up,
exactly,
flowering over the Hickory Apache town of Dulce.
Mm-hmm.
So is that what you're talking about? What other myths? Of course, Linda Howe.
Serpo.
Well, he always has said that. I'm not involved with Serpo. Both him and Bob Collins have been saying that.
He said a lot of things.
Yeah, well.
But I think that, I think there's been sufficient evidence to show that he was behind Serpo. They tracked his IP, and I think that, Robert Hastings has done a great job outlining the evidence that shows Doty was behind Serpo.
We can throw out some other names out there. Len Kasten, of course, who wrote the book. Robert Collins and Victor Martinez, a name that not many people know, but any inside baseball type folks know Victor very well. If you've ever been on his email list,
Are the strongest researchers.
Huh?
None of whom are the strongest at researchers, and that's the problem why Doty's not coming on your show. You're not believers. The other people are believers, and they're not going to challenge him, and they're not as capable at challenging him as
I believe, Alejandro, that I would carve that man a new one, or at least attempt to, if he ever came on the show.
And he knows that, I think. He is very well aware of that, so I don't think he wants to put
I've got quite a
it.
Dossier on that guy.
Yeah.
Man, I got a list of questions for him.
Maybe we could challenge him.
That'll make him even more gun-shy, Gene. That's why I had you contact him and not mention my name, because he knows about me.
I haven't even attempted anyway, because he's lied. I mean, he just lies. That's his method of doing things, and it's well documented. His story is changing constantly over the years. So I've always felt, why talk to someone who just lies?
Yeah, what's the point?
He's just going to feed me a bunch of BS anyway. So
it's like believing the U.S. government when they disclose what they know about aliens and ETs and UFOs and all the other, flotsam and jetsam that goes with those subjects. Flotsams, jetsams,
and words we can't say on commercial radio.
Right. Well, anyway, how can you believe somebody who's been lying, in the case of Doty, at least 40 years?
Exactly.
In the case of the U.S. government, double that. So there you go, folks. There you have it.
Well, I'll still try.
Yep. No, so is this a segment right now?
Yeah, of course we're on the air.
Oh. Okay, I thought we ended the other one and then come back.
No. This is all part of the show.
Harrison Schmidt thing. So here's what I did, because Harrison Schmidt, who's the astronaut I referred to earlier, became somewhat friendly with Paul Benowitz, who Doty admits he drove him crazy with all of his efforts to give him all of this hoaxed information.
Well, and to go into his house and move around his furniture.
Exactly.
Switch cutlery and plates and stuff in the cabinets. That's cruel.
drove the guy crazy, very cruel, for which Jody has never, to me, seemed to have a hint of remorse for. He's kind of like, well, sorry, that was my job.
My job.
And so Harrison Schmitt, on the behest of Paul Benowitz, had gone to the Air Force. And I've got this documented. I did a FOIA, and you can go to Open Mind so you can see this. I've got a video out there on Doty on all of this. And Harrison Schmitt said, hey, what's going on here? Why are you telling, you know, Benowitz that there's aliens and all this crazy stuff? Well, who did they have answer Harrison Schmitt's questions? Richard Doty. What did Richard Doty say? Richard Doty said, no, we went to his house. We saw his material. He thought he saw UFOs over Kirtland and got these signals. We didn't see it as being anything that we felt was significant. So that was it. We told him that, sorry, we can't do anything with this. And that was the end of the story.
Yeah, what a bald-faced lie.
Exactly. He lied to Harrison Schmitt. Harrison Schmitt at the time was House of Reps. So he's a congressman for New Mexico. Another congressman did the same thing that Benowitz had gotten a hold of, and that was Peter Domenici. Peter Domenici was a senator.
Right.
Doty was then tasked to tell him, give him an answer. Doty told him the same thing, lied to both of them.
Right.
So luckily the PR person at the museum was able, she gave me a minute and she printed up this open letter I have to the Air Force regarding all of this. So I told him, hey, this was really cool. You guys will like this. So I said, do you happen to remember Paul Benowitz? You had spoken to Kirtland Air Force Base at his behest over something. And he said, he paused for a second and he said, yeah, I remember, which is cool that he remembers. But the pause wasn't, I didn't feel so much, Paul Benowitz, who is that? The pause was more like, should I admit that I know this guy or not?
You know what else you should have asked him about? Creating the only conference ever in history on the cattle mutilation phenomenon.
Exactly. And that's where Harrison Schmitt met Benowitz. Was Harrison Schmitt, created a conference to investigate cattle mutilations. FBI was involved. State police. All of these people were involved. Gabe Valdez, the state police guy.
Yep. And David Perkins started out the proceedings. He was the first presenter, then Tom Adams. And I could go down the list. As a result of that, when he came up for a re-election, that was one of the things that his opponent used against him and won.
Let's prepare to break here, guys, and then we've got more to cover as we try to figure out what's going on. I also want to ask Alejandro in a few minutes about what happened or what is happening with Tom DeLong and what he's involved with.
I don't have a lot of time left, but
let's take as much as we can. More to come with Alejandro, Gene, and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood flow. pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com. Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today, because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad, because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part? Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Hey, this is Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book Is From the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
As I said earlier in the episode, we are in the process of upgrading the forum software for the Paracast forums. And what this means for Paracast Plus subscribers, or those of you who haven't decided whether to subscribe yet, is the possibility of other payment options, such as wire transfers from your checking account, possibly to checkout and some other payment services, maybe even Bitcoin. We're looking into that option. Right now it's PayPal or a credit card through PayPal. We offer the ad-free version of this show, free of the network ads. We offer the After the Paracast podcast, where you never know what's going to happen. And to learn more, just go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com with Gene, Chris, and Alejandro. And Alejandro is probably going to leave a little bit early on the episode, but we're going to tie him down for as long as we can. He didn't know that when he committed to this.
No, I knew you'd try
and
succeed a bit.
We will succeed.
No, Gene and I have not sat down and said, hey, what's a short list to ambush Alejandro? Not, I didn't even know you were going to be on the show till an hour before the show, so...
I always love talking with you guys. And, you know, you mentioned something earlier, too, that, Chris, you were like, yeah, I'll take on any hard question. And that's, I think, the attitude. That's the attitude I love. To, you know, when you do this for a while, you want the tough questions.
Everything like else is boring.
Exactly. So the hard questions are fun. And you asked me a hard question just a second ago, Gene.
Gene, hello, Gene, wake up.
I got a phone call from somebody. The phone number is correct, but they think I was looking for a brand new luxury car yesterday in Scottsdale, Arizona. I said, well, if you're paying for it.
Yeah, I'm looking for one for $10, $15.
Well, they got this new iMac Pro from Apple out, and consider what the cheapest car costs right now. It starts at $5,000, And if you get fully equipped with an 18-core processor, it's north of $13,000.
Holy moly.
Well, 50 years ago, you could have bought a house.
Yeah, that's crazy. But you asked me a tough question, and that was about Tom DeLonge.
Yes. Yeah. Researcher of the Year at Open Minds last year.
That's true.
And I remember hearing the quote, "I've read all the books, ... so yeah. I know everything." And I remember I was just beside myself with annoyance. So I'm trying to be kind.
He's the only one who read all the books. That's why he got that award. No, I'm kidding. I stand by it personally. And you know, it's the tough question, and I've taken it on, and I'll take it on over and over again. And the reason he wouldn't have gotten that award if it wasn't for WikiLeaks, if we wouldn't have known that he brought together this great bunch of people, to discuss, the topic and that somewhat has come to fruition, with the group that he put together, To the Stars Academy. Now, I know you're, but I think here's the thing that you have to do, and I don't do this, to
give him the benefit of the doubt, give him time. I know
it's not so much to give him the benefit of the doubt. What I like to say is what I think it's on the merits of what has already been done. I don't know that he really has all the answers like he feels he has. And what he believes is very, very different from what the beliefs are of the people he put together. Jim Semivan, who worked for the CIA, Chris, I can't remember his last name, who worked for the CIA, and some of these other guys who we've talked to, Gary Nolan, who worked for Stanford. These guys are much, much more conservative. I've talked to them, and they've said, even Jim, you know, the CIA guys, they've said, "I didn't get any indication of any of these things that he's talking about when I was there. I'm not so sure about, some of those things like the major battle and, you know, the Air Force fighting aliens and protecting Americans."
Evil aliens.
They're like, I don't know where he got that, but they're like, you know, this is a real mystery, and we believe in this mystery, and we want to discover more about this mystery. And along the lines of, like, Steve Justice, who worked for Lockheed, along the lines of Bigelow and MUFON and some other organizations, they want to see what technologies they can glean from the phenomena to actually build working devices to, you know, apply them.
How should go back and revisit Ray Stanford? I mean, Ray blew him away when he was there at the house, and you know, I mean, these people are they're barking up the wrong trees. They're not. I don't know. I mean, there's obviously
part of the group. I don't think I disagree. I don't think they're barking up the wrong tree whatsoever.
They have an insider track. Yeah. But there is a public side of analysis that's going on, and you know, you have to drag people kicking and screaming to somebody that is the most important person in the entire field, as far as I'm concerned, at least the public aspect of the field. And so, you know, I kind of question anything that has too many ex-intelligence or recently retired intelligence agents and, you know, super high classified, you know, aerospace connections. I mean, come on. It's these people would not be going out front unless there was a rationale. They were being tasked. They were given tacit approval and permission to go ahead and get involved in this stuff.
Here's the perspective. Now, you're right about that, the permission aspect to it, because they've admitted, at least a couple of these guys have admitted, that they do float this, some of this by their guys, because, you know, they come from a career of working for these agencies. And it's not so much also fearing pensions, it's fearing discrediting or making their own the people look bad. They're still loyal, they're still friends with those people who are still inside.
Right, and of course.
They don't want to embarrass them. But this is an interesting
thing. So the whole thing is compromised from the get-go. So, you know, anybody who's hoping for some great miracle of disclosure is deluding themselves. It's never going to happen.
But, and here's the thing, is that the To the Stars Academy guys, these ex-CIA and Lockheed and such, they're not promising disclosure. Tom is, but they're not. And that's my point, is what Tom is doing. I agree with you 100%. I would be completely suspect of all of that information that would come out.
You want to know my opinion? You know, my opinion is that he's mentioning all this buzzword stuff so that he can generate almost $3 million for his freaking public startup money. I mean, let's get real. The main focus of this is entertainment.
And that's where I think you're way off. He doesn't need $3 million. That $3 million is not even going to him. It goes to this corporation, this group that's put together. Here's what they're doing, and here's what I'm getting to. And here's the mindset of what they say that they feel. They're doing this in more of the spirit of SpaceX. They see an example that there's kind of taboo technologies out there that nobody's touching, and there's not government funding in it. It seems too good to be true and too wild, but nobody's running for it. For example, you know, the electric cars or the transit system that Musk is or space like Musk has done. So they see Musk as a model. He tackled these things. He went for it and he did the impossible. Yeah, and that's what they feel they can do. They feel that
there are technologies out there.
They feel if UFOs can fly around and use anti-gravity, so can we. So we should be the first to develop that technology. And that's what they're doing. That's what they want to do.
Let me just go over a couple of things here, Alejandro, because I was looking at the site where they're raising their money. Now, the amount raised has kind of stalled. It's still a little bit over $2 million, $2,094,053. That's not changed in several weeks. They've had 2,128 investors. You have to invest $200. It's not like you send $5. The minimum is $200, first thing. We'll get into more of this in a moment with Alejandro, Gene, and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dentists, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
This is Jacques Vallée, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Just going through the numbers here for the To the Stars venture. So the investments apparently were fairly good at the beginning, but it stalled at a little over $2 million, which is chump change for the kind of technology they're talking about. Now,
sure. The
other thing about it is, if you look online as to what someone who was in a successful rock band is worth, well, apparently Tom DeLonge is allegedly worth $60 million, roughly. Of course, it's hard to estimate. You might gauge this on what the band received in terms of possible record royalties, recording royalties, what they might have received in terms of concerts and stuff like that. $60 million, of course, is chump change if you're Paul McCartney, you know, who's worth, what, several billion now. But, or even Ringo Starr is worth several
just
hundred
billion.
Just a billion? Oh, poor guy. I mean, I just feel so sorry for Paul. Ringo's only worth a few hundred million, so I really feel sorry for him. If Tom DeLonge is worth $60 million, and he can be reasonably liquid at that, or isn't living a really crazy lifestyle, he possibly could have put more funding into it. I don't know. I just think it had a little bit of publicity, a little round of publicity when it went live. We had the article from Leslie Kane on the Huffington Post. And I've asked her a couple of times to come on the show, and she hasn't had time yet. I'd like to talk to her about it. But as of now, it seems to have stalled out.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, I haven't talked to any of the guys in the last few weeks, so I don't know what the status is, where they're at now. However, this is the big takeaway. I feel that the exciting takeaway from this is that these guys that I have talked to who are now out about their UFO interests are not going back into the closet. They intend to stay. They're already interacting with organizations. You know, I work with these guys with the SCU, the Society, or the Coalition for Science and Ufology, and they're working with them. These guys are going to continue to help out this field, and I think their knowledge and their experience is going to be a lot of help. And I'm not sure if they're going to meet their goals. Their goals are very lofty. It's kind of pie in the sky stuff. I'm very skeptical that Tom DeLonge's going to, you know, reveal any major secrets that are going to give us an understanding of what's going on. So, I mean, I'm always skeptical of most things in this field, but that is very cool. That's a very cool takeaway. These guys are great. You're going to have them on your show at some point. Maybe it'll be the next 6 months. Maybe it'll be a year. Maybe it'll be another year after that. But you're going to love these guys, and you're going to be really happy that these guys got into this field. So I think that some of that positive that's going to come from all of this, you all will experience as well. And so that's what I'm excited about. As for whether everything else will work out, I don't know. I hope so, but I hope Tom's scenario of what's going on is not the case, but because it's a pretty dark one. He's not the best representative for the company. He's not really outlining what their goals and missions are well. He's speaking towards what his interests are. And so they've had some issues with all of that, no doubt. Yeah, it's another, you know, I think there's silver lining there that we'll all benefit from. But I do have to run.
You've never thought then, Alejandro, about having Tom DeLong speak at the International UFO Congress?
Well, of course we have. I would love to have him do that, actually. But he has not committed. The possibility even exists now that he'll be there. He really wants to have some sort of representation and share something, but he has not come up with what that will be. So,
send him an invitation to be on our show.
Have you all done that?
No, I have no way of getting in touch with him.
Oh, you did. I mean, I probably could. I haven't even had him on my show, and here's why it's. He listens to a lot of these shows, and I know he's even mentioned that he understands why I say this, but I don't want to hear more speculation. We hear wild speculation all the time, you know what? And one other person's wild speculation, even if it is a rock star, is just another person's wild speculation. So I don't feel like, you know, I can even offer, if he came on my show, the more than he gave to Coast to Coast or whoever. So that's why I haven't even had him on. I haven't had him on my show. He hasn't said he's disappointed in that, but he has expressed that he thinks he understands why, because I've expressed this before. So, but it would be possible. I think he might be interested in doing that. And he might even want to answer some of the hard questions and be challenged a little bit. He's not afraid of that. It doesn't seem, I don't think.
Well, he's read all the books, so he knows everything.
That was a slight, I think he didn't mean it to sound like the way that it did. I think he meant to say that I've read a lot of the books. I've read, you know, the big books. I think that's what he meant to say. But he is a really cool guy. I think that it would be good for him to do stuff like that because he is just a cool guy. I mean, you guys have met like Danny. He reminds me of Danny at our conference. This guy who's kind of a local Phoenix rock star. You know, people know him here. He's a real character. Funny guy, really. But his thoughts are along the same line as Tom DeLong's. And so his views are really out there, and he's just an energetic dude. But Tom is a really nice guy. His heart's in the right place. Really cool guy, and I think anybody who's really gotten to know him feels that way. And even though he has all these crazy wild ideas, it's because he is such a cool guy that, you know, all of these people have decided to work with him. And so I think it could be positive for him to do that. So I'll see what I can do.
We promise we'll use lubrication. We won't be too hard on him. I mean, I'd love to give him a chance to, you know, kind of cheerlead the whole project a little bit, and then give us a chance to, you know, ask some probing questions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think at the end of the day, it's really, really got to help him. I mean, if he thinks that he's got something on the ball here and isn't just buying a lot of wacky theories.
Yeah.
Isn't reading the books. I would think he'd be able to appear in a setting like this. I mean, he's a rich man. He's a successful man. What does he have to lose, even if he doesn't come across so well?
And I think he kind of would. I mean, there's a lot of people that believe along the lines he does. So I think in a way, especially when it comes to his personality, he would come across really well. And I think what he's done is pretty cool. I mean, if you guys had his access, And that's what I kind of think. If I had his access, I would do what he did. I would be engaging all of these agencies and these people in the know, Skunk Works. I would be engaging those people to figure out what they know and connecting all of those people. And I think that's what's really cool. He didn't have to do that. He could have just come out and talked all of this crazy stuff or done like other movie stars and celebrities do. And I personally always appreciate when they have an interest in the field, but he did more than that. He actively sought, and it hasn't all been positive for him. I mean, he gets a lot of negative media for leaving Blink 182 for UFOs. And so he has put himself out there, and I personally appreciate that. We're so cruel to other people in this field often. Bigelow had that issue with all the conspiracies and just negativity towards what he was trying to do when he was trying to explore these topics. And so I appreciate his involvement and much of what he's done. And so I am a fan of Thompson that way. He's a really cool guy.
Well, as I said, we're happy to talk to him if he wants to talk to us. But we're not going to hold back in terms of questions because we've been around the fields for a while. Yeah,
we're not going to insult the guy or anything. But, you know, at the same time, I've got a lot of questions I'd like to ask.
Yeah, and everyone deserves to be challenged a bit. And
we can put on our bedside manner, face and you know.
I wasn't aware that you had one, Chris.
Huh?
I wasn't aware you had a bedside manner.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I do.
Alejandro, unfortunately, you have to leave us. Where can we get in touch with you?
UFOCongress.com and openminds.tv.
Okay, and we will be bugging him over at the Congress to get us the guests that we need for the shows from the people there.
And yeah, but as an extended invitation for anybody that's going to be there to, you know, all your speakers, that we'd love to give them a chance to give us a little preview of the material that they will be covering.
Great.
And we look forward to it.
Okay, I'll work on that. And thank you guys so much. It's always a huge pleasure. You know I'm a fan of you guys. Thanks again for having me.
You're in the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got like, I guess, 60 or so different items. And entails t-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of t-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great t-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. If you go to store.theparacast.com, stop by and take a shopping tour.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.